All right, episode 7. Let's get it. I'm a man in the house, purposely. I'm a dad and a spouse. I could have break about all the cash in the account, but none of that amounts to the fact that your boy is the man of the house. Welcome or welcome back to the Man of the House podcast. I am your host, Jason Tyree. I am a husband of almost 18 years, father of 4. And let me say this before I forget, because I've been slacking on this. If you're listening on whatever platform, Spotify, iHeartRadio, whatever, I think we're streaming on there as well, and a whole bunch of other places. If you're listening, thank you for your support. Continue to spread the word. Tell a neighbor, tell a friend. If you're watching on YouTube, don't forget to like, subscribe, hit that notification bell, and comment. I mean, if you have any feedback, if you have any questions, any topic ideas, whatever, just be respectful. How about that? Same thing for Facebook, man. Hit up the comment section. Let me know what you're thinking of these episodes. If you have any ideas, any questions, anything you want me to discuss, drop it in the comment section as well. But also on Facebook, make sure you like the Tyree Family page and share the videos, share the podcast, tell a neighbor, tell a friend. You know the deal. Anywho, it's going to be a little tough because I try to stay within 30 minutes for these podcasts. We might get there. We'll see. Before I begin the main topic I want to talk about, just want to give you an update for those who've been listening to the podcast this past couple of weeks, a month, more than a month, almost 2 months. When did I start this? Yeah, it's almost 2 months. That went by fast. Yeah, because the first episode was on my birthday, which was December 18th, which was 48 days ago. Wow, time is flying. Anywho, it is February. This is crazy. January just blew on by. That's wild. Those who have been following the podcast, started this podcast in the middle of stress, depression, a lot going on. I am happy to report that I am better. A lot better than I was almost 2 months ago. And I've had my second therapy session. And I am loving therapy. I'm not gonna lie. I'm loving it. I'm loving therapy, man. It's been great. And it's like nothing magical or groundbreaking, but it's been very beneficial. It's helping me get to the root of some things and helping me to process things differently. And so there's one thing in particular that I want to discuss on an episode, and I was going to do that today, but I'm holding that one back because I think I want to do a live podcast and talk about that. I have yet to determine if I want to go live on a podcast. I think I'd much rather at least get a few more under my belt pre-recorded before I go into the live. Because when you're live, not only are you doing the podcast, but you're looking at the comments. You want to make sure you didn't miss anybody and things like that. You know, we'll see. Plus, it's harder for me to, dang near impossible for me to release a podcast at 8:30 in the morning live because I have work. But we'll see. We'll see. I may have to do a special time for the live podcast, like sometime at night. But just stay tuned because it's going to happen. Just don't know when. But yeah, back to my journey. So like I said, therapy has been great. I'm loving it. Right now, I'm going weekly. And I think as things, you know, continue to get better, I'll probably do like bi-weekly and then graduate to like monthly or something like that. So we'll see. We'll see. It's a journey. Still a lot of layers to deal with, but we're definitely trending on the right path, right direction. So as man of the house, I think it's, you know, at first I was going back and forth with, do I want to tell people how I am doing as man of the house? And then get into my topic. And because I don't usually like to talk about myself, but I do think it's important to not only just sit here and spew out topics, but to let you know, hey, I'm walking through this thing as well. Like this is definitely a journey. I'm part of the journey. I'm not sitting up here like some expert on being head of the household and all that stuff. Nah, I am still learning. What is this? Like I said, almost 18 years, still learning. So usually when I give assessment of myself, I give you the four leads. What are the four leads? The leads is the suffix. So it's physically, mentally, spiritually, emotionally, the four leads. So let me start off with physically. How many episodes now is this that I've said, I'm going to get to the gym? I have not reached the gym, guys. I have not. Y'all get on me, man. Like, tear up the comment section if you need to. Be like, yo, hit the gym, buddy. I need to get back to the gym, man. More importantly, I need to start eating better. This is going to sound weird, but I'm going to say it anyway. There is a benefit in a sense. Please just follow me for a second. There is a benefit to being depressed. And for me, that benefit was my lack of eating. It sounds crazy and it's not healthy. I do not recommend it at all. Do not recommend it at all. I'm not sitting up here promoting bad eating habits and stuff like that. I'm just saying that when I'm depressed, it's not that I just start eating junk food or anything. It's my meal consumptions are considerably lower. I just don't feel like eating. So the benefit of that is I'm not going to gain weight because of my low calorie intake. And with that being said, again, I'm telling you, it's not healthy. But I'm also saying it because it wasn't as dramatic as it could have been. Like I could have, you know, lost considerable weight. But what in turn happened was I lost, not really lost, I just maintained, no, I did lose some weight, probably about 5 pounds, which I needed to lose that weight anyway. that's why I'm saying it benefited me. That's why it's weird, because it was like I lost the weight that I needed to lose, but not in the healthiest of ways, if that makes sense. So as far as my weight, it's great. It's great. But I need to go about it more healthy. And yeah, so y'all get on me, man. I've been slacking. So that's physically. Spiritually, let's go there. I feel my spiritual strength getting back to, or improving. I feel the spiritual strength improving. It's very tough when you're in a real deep, dark season of depression to muster up faith, hope, energy, time to read, pray, all of that. It's just, this is tough. It's a very tough season. Never lost faith. I did lose hope. I'm not going to lie here. And there's a difference between the two. Never lost faith. Definitely lost hope. Hope is coming back, which is good. That's a good indicator that things are improving. But with my faith never really leaving, I wasn't too concerned about my spiritual life, even though it looked shaky from the outside. I'm sure people from the outside was like, oh no, he hasn't really showed up in church. Or he's, I don't know, man, we got to get him back. I was never really concerned about that. I think it's just so embedded in me about my relationship with God that was just not going to change. But since I was in that season, I knew that reading was going to be a lot for me. I started listening, you know. So for those who are Christians or whatever religion you are a part of and it requires reading, there are moments where you may not want to read. That doesn't mean to not read. It means find other ways to get it in you. So audiobooks was the next best thing. And so just listening to the word was good. And even my prayers during the dark seasons, it had to adjust. Because, you know, when you're thinking of, oh, man, I got to pray, that means, oh, man, I got to say words for X amount of minutes. Or if I really want to be a super Christian, I got to pray for hours at a time and all that. Prayer is communication. And part of communication is listening. And listening, breaking news, doesn't require talking. So I was just in a season of listening, whether it was to God's voice or to audiobooks or the audio version of the Bible or sermons. Thank God, you know, my church, they provide their sermons online. And so not only can I listen to it in real time, I can go back to them during the week and just listen to them again. So, yeah, that's been beneficial. It's been keeping me afloat in this season. I'm sure every Christian is going to say, my spiritual life can be better. But considering where I was and with what was going on, I'm okay. I'm okay with it. So that leaves mentally and emotionally. Well, emotionally, I think is taking the longest to improve. And I used to tie mentally and emotionally together, but I'm realizing that it is beginning to be separate because I believe my mental is improving and therapy has definitely helped that. So I'll say that mentally, you know, it's a lot better than what it was. And again, it was more so mental exhaustion. And that's another topic I'm gonna bring up another day when you're, you know, head of the household, that you can get fatigued just making decisions. It takes energy to make decisions. And when you're the person that's responsible for a lot, they're going to come to you and you have to make decisions on the spot. You have to make decisions and say, hey, can you give me a moment? It's tiring. It is tiring. And I wear a lot of hats. And so one thing I know I'm going to do this year is cut some things that I'm involved in. I'm going to cut them loose just to create that pocket, because I don't want to get to a point where I'm mentally exhausted and overwhelmed again, and I don't have any space at all, and I just have a nervous breakdown like I did a month and a half ago. Don't want that. So, yeah, mentally stronger. Emotionally, it's taking baby steps, because, and I think that's another reason why I believe therapy is very important. It lets you really dissect the emotional part as well. And I realized there's some layers to it. Like, there's still some anger, some confusion, some fear, things like that. Gosh, I really want to talk about this topic. Again, it is coming up soon. It may be the next episode, honestly, but this next topic is so important. But I'm holding off on that one, and I'm going to talk about the main topic. Let's get into the main topic now. So I've given you the four leads. That's how I'm doing currently. Sidebar. Let me get this out the way. I said this before. I personally think it's dangerous to attach some of your emotional stability on a football team. That's just, I talked to my therapist about that. Like, I gotta find something more concrete, because I have no control over what my football team can do. And if I'm resting my emotional stability on something that's out of my control, like, let's say, and this is no shade, please, I'm just going to say some teams, okay? I'm just going to say some teams. If I was a Cowboys fan or a Ravens fan or Eagles fan in this season, and I said those three teams, not to pick on them, but those teams really had promise, like, this season, like, you know what? The Super Bowl isn't unreasonable for us to reach. Like, we're going to get there, especially the Ravens. It was a foregone conclusion. It was, oh, they're the best team in the league. And for them to not make it to the Super Bowl, I don't know what that would have done to me in the season I am. And so, again, not to make fun of people who are fans of that, but I'm also being very considerate of, all right, let me temper my trash talking, because I could be rubbing it in the face of a guy who's a fan of those teams, who's also going through hell. And yeah, they may laugh it off in the moment because it comes with the territory, but who knows, man? It could be like rubbing salt in the wound. And I don't want to do that. Because believe it or not, ladies, men can be very, very attached and emotional to their sports. I know you got, I know you ladies see your guys and they're looking at these sports like, ah, they're so wrapped up in these games. Ah, it's not that big of a deal. It's not that deep. It is. It is. It is. Especially if you're a diehard fan of a particular team, whether it's football, basketball, whatever. If your man is a diehard fan, number one, super easy to know. Number two, that's something you just really got to take into more consideration because in a weird, twisted way, it could be all wrapped around the emotional state as well. I mean, we've seen the clips. Some of it is performative, but some of it is real. You've seen the clips where people are breaking their TVs because their football team didn't make the play or stuff like that. That emotional attachment is like real. You know, so I say all of that to say, thank God. Thank God my team is going to the Super Bowl. Oh, my gosh. Now we're going up against the Kansas City Chiefs. We're playing again. We're at it again. And the whole world is like, oh, can't bet against Mahomes. I mean, he's the greatest quarterback of all time, probably second to Tom Brady. And that's beginning to be a debate and things like that. So I get it. I get it. And all week, I've been telling myself, I really didn't expect to be on this topic this long. I still got time. All this week, my whole concentration has been, Jason, prepare yourself for whatever happens in the Super Bowl. If your team loses in the Super Bowl again, please create a breakoff to where it's not going to overwhelm you emotionally. So I've been preparing myself in that way. Because I already, do you know how frustrating it's been just hearing all these people talk about, oh, Brock Purdy, he's not this and he's not that. And I've been hearing this all season long. It's like every time this dude accomplished something, they move the goalposts, he has to accomplish something else. Accomplished this, and then people are still saying, oh, he's the 10th best player on this team, he's not really all that. Da, da, da. I'm exhausted just hearing about it, but anywho, enough football talk. Really didn't mean to go down this rabbit trail, but I'm glad I did bring it up because I think for women, they need to know that men sometimes are extremely emotional to their sports, extremely emotional, like invested. Anywho, let's get into the topic at hand. Title of this episode is called Moments. And the reason I want to talk about moments is because I, as head of the house, man of the house, I started noticing something about my kids. Like, the birthday comes along or Christmas comes along and they make a long list of things that they want, right? They're like, you know, I want this new game, or I want this new outfit, or I want some headphones, I want this, that, and the third, and you know, this whole laundry list of things that they want. But then I started to notice that once their birthday or Christmas has passed, about a month later, they're not really playing with these things. They're not really using these things. And it's like the buildup to you getting the things made it seem like you were going to just really utilize the things that were buying you. And for you not to really even mess with it months later, is crazy to me. What are we doing here? We just wasting money? That's what we're doing? This is crazy. But another thing I noticed during those years is, like, man, we really haven't gone on many family vacations. We haven't had a lot of memories or moments. And I think a lot of that can be done with family vacations. I mean, my job had to say, Jason, use some of this PTO. Now, I'm not going to go into, I'm going to leave that alone. I'm going to just, because anyway, yeah, they wanted me to use some PTO. So last year, I used some PTO. And I just took a leap of faith, took a risk. I'm going to say a risk because it was a financial risk. But it was well worth it because taking my family to Disney World was one of the best investments I believe I've ever made. And I believe all of us will have that memory for the rest of our lives. First of all, it was the first time all of us had been on a plane together. We don't travel that much. So us being able to do that, get in the hotel, going to Magic Kingdom, Hollywood Studios, Universal Studios, Islands of Adventure, went to four parks while we were there. And it was a good time. It was hot. Oh, lesson learned. Not going when we went. It was scorching hot. And not only was it scorching hot, but the blisters I got on my feet from walking was just outrageous. However, so glad we was able to do that, because those memories and those moments last a whole lot longer than gifts. Trust me on that. Trust me. So I say all of that to say, if you can create more moments, create more memories. Yeah, I would invest more funds, more time, more energy into doing that. And it doesn't have to be super elaborate. You don't have to go to Disney World. You can just go on a weekend getaway. If it's something, and it's funny, as I'm saying this, I'm also talking to myself. Because we can have way more moments than what we've had. But if it's just like, hey, let's just, for us, we live in Richmond, Virginia. And Virginia Beach is like an hour 30 from us. You can go there for the weekend. You can go to DC, which is an hour and 30 north of us. Actually, nah, DC is crazy. That traffic is ungodly in DC. I don't know how people who live in DC manage it. It's crazy. Not to mention the cost of living. All right, I'm going on a tangent here. Anyway, I'm just saying there are simple things you can do. And not just necessarily as a family, but individually. I think I spoke about this last episode, where for those who have multiple kids or just one kid, go on a one-on-one time with them. It can be at a restaurant, it can be at the store or whatever. Just get out. Create moments. That's something I'm going to try to focus on more as I'm getting better mentally. I can think better, clearer. And so that's something that's definitely going to be more in the works going forward. So anywho, that's that. Thank you all for tuning in for episode 7. Again, if you're listening on whatever streaming platform, thank you. Continue to support. Share it, tell a neighbor, tell a friend. If If you're watching on YouTube, don't forget to like, subscribe, hit that notification bell so you know when another live is coming up. And then comment. Same thing for Facebook. Comment. Whether you have questions, comments, whatever the case is, holla at your boy. And for Facebook, make sure you like the Tyree Family page. Matter of fact, let me go ahead and put that up. I don't have to just say it. I can just show it too. Boom. Follow us on YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter at the Tyree Fam. You see it scrolling. You see it. Anywho, let me hide this down. Thank you guys for tuning in, and I will holler at you next week. Now, I'm probably going to have to record a lot earlier because I record on Sunday nights so you guys can have it Monday morning. That ain't going to happen next week because you already know where I'm going to be glued to. The Super Bowl. Anywho, I hope we win. But if we don't, I'll be okay. I've been working on that. I'm going to be okay. Won't be happy that we lost the Super Bowl, but I'll be okay because I'm separating the two. Okay? Anyway, y'all have a great week. I will holler at y'all later. I'm a man in the house, purposely. I'm a dad and a spouse. I could have break about all the cash in the account, but none of that amounts to the fact that your boy is the man.